Andrew Keene is hardly a technophobe, but neither is he blinded by the dazzling promises of the digital age.
The internet promised more equality of opportunity, more innovation, more democracy. But the ironic result is actually the reverse. Network society increasingly of haves and of have-nots, the hollowing out of the middle class, and the appearance of a new plutocracy who have cloaked themselves in the language and the ideology of the upstart, but are actually the new elite.
These are the innovators, Keene says, who have navigated this new industry's largely unregulated landscape to create new, massive, likely insurmountable monopolies.
Wall Street, inequality, the nature of our financial capitalist economy would still exist without the internet. But what we're seeing recently is the unregulated free market manifesting itself more and more in ambitious businesses like Uber and Airbnb to become global monopolies. The structural nature of the digital economy lends itself to a winner-take-all economy. So you see the success of companies like Facebook or Google or Amazon. They're all tending towards monopoly because once you get ahead of the pack, once you dominate, as say Google has done with search, it's almost impossible to catch up.
Observing these trends from his home in Santa Rosa, Keene sees them as bad news for creators, musicians, photographers, and writers, and more ominously, for the middle class overall.
Jeff Bezos has made it clear that he wants drones to deliver his products. Well, that's great if you're in the drone business, but it's not great if you drive a UPS truck. Google has invested $250 million in Uber. But in the future, we may well see Uber as being a platform for driverless cars.
Another key to this economic imbalance is the popular notion that information on the internet wants to be free, but there is still a non-monetary cost involved in getting it.
Of course, that's one of the great delusions, because as more and more information on the internet has become free, a tiny group of Silicon Valley plutocrats have become enormously rich. And it's all of us who are not the beneficiaries of this supposed free content, but actually the victims, because our data is being acquired and aggregated by the dominant platforms like Facebook and Google in exchange for that free content. So we've become the product.
Keene says he doesn't believe personal privacy is irretrievably gone in the digital age, but without some big changes, it could be.
We can't maintain our privacy and get all this free content and free search engines and understand that our data is the thing that is being acquired. So to preserve our privacy in our networked age, we may have to reinvent business models for the dominant companies on the internet.
And that will be a daunting challenge.
We need to be innovative about how people pay. Maybe mobile is one solution. I think people are a little bit more comfortable paying for stuff on their cell phone than they are on their computer. The streaming services like Spotify and Netflix are another encouraging sign. But the reality of business models is that I'm not sure how innovative you can actually be. Either you pay for something or you get it for free and it's paid by advertising. There isn't a third model.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.